This thing's working. Kale, you want to give a quick note to anyone who's going to hate on us first?
Before we get started here, everyone, I just wanted to say that we know there's going to be a lot of you out there making fun of us for making a podcast, just like every other asshole did, but we understand. We would totally do the same thing. In fact, we have made fun of a lot of people, but there's some people becoming pretty successful off of this, so we thought we would take rein and try ourselves.
Here's the thing. It's quite literally, this only goes one of two ways. It's either when we're 40, like we tell our kids, like, hey, like, yeah, me and Uncle Kale, like, we made a podcast. Or like the more likely route that this goes is like within the next year or two, like we're a part of Barstool. So,
or in 3 months.
Wait, do you think they're going to sue us for me saying their name?
No.
There?
Well,
technically, no. Since we're going to be a part of their company in the future, they'd basically be suing themselves.
This is technically day one of us becoming on Barstool.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is if they sue us, though, no, they're suing themselves.
Exactly, you're right.
All right.
You can't sue yourself. Can you sue yourself? How'd that work, though?
I'm not a lawyer, but I'm guessing you could if you really wanted
to. Would you have to
get... If you hated yourself.
An opposition lawyer and your own lawyer?
We're cutting this one off. All right, let's get going here.
All right.
Kale, you want a quick show? You want to do the honors of the very first one?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the very first episode of Minimal Filters. Thank you. Woo! Everyone, woo! Thank you.
Let's go.
What is this podcast, Nathan?
All right. Well, I know.
I'm actually asking you.
No.
What is this podcast?
A lifestyle podcast from two guys who really don't know what's going on.
Couldn't have said it any better.
Is that pretty good?
Yeah, that's perfect.
We can start off here. I was thinking, I do an introduction for you.
Sure.
You do an introduction for me. And then if you want to correct like what I say, you can obviously
elaborate. We can introduce each other as one another. And then after that, we could
I'll pretend to be you.
Yeah, sure. And then I'll pretend to be you.
Okay, I can do that.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Be nice, please. Be gentle.
Hello there. My name is Kale Klusen, and I'm 6'3". I'm in school for sports and rec management, which, for those of you asking, yes, I will become a Zamboni driver. I had one of the most iconic WHL careers in history, where I recorded 0 goals, 3 assists, and 17 pims in 42 games. But I did get my ass absolutely beaten by some guy named Anya Bucci, but which to this day does give me some major street cred.
Does give me cred.
In my spare time, I try to kiss Nathan Baylor and have a drink every once in a while. Oh, and did I forget to mention I'm also 6'3".
That's not bad. let me just fill in the blanks. I'm actually, I'm not 6'3". I'm 6'5", actually.
Oh,
yeah, I'm 6'5". That's crazy.
Those fucking details.
6'3" when I was like 14 years old, but whatever. You got that part right. I am in sports and rec management. And tell you the truth, Zamboni driver might be the only thing I can do with that degree. I hope not. Shit. Can I think of a future for myself? As of right now, yes, but I'm going to keep it to myself. It's a surprise.
Okay? Nice. All right. Let's do that.
I'm from Indus, which is just southeast of Calgary. I grew up playing hockey. I did have a little cup of tea in WHL, but it wasn't a sick career, like you said. No goals, 3 apples, average about 3 shifts a game. Then I hung up the skates, moved in with you in downtown Calgary, and... Yeah, no, I'm basically stuck.
Do you miss it? Do you miss hockey?
I do. I do miss hockey. But I don't miss the commitment aspect. I miss skating. I miss scoring.
The hard work.
And practice.
Yeah, the hard work. Right, right.
The hard work part that comes with it isn't my favorite.
All right. But. You know what? I'll take that. Please don't hurt my feelings too much.
Oh, I won't. I'm actually pretty nice.
Okay. Yeah. All
right. Hey, everyone.
Come on.
Hey, everyone. My name is Nathan. I'm from Okotoks, Alberta. I'm 5'6 in heels. I like all sports, even though I don't excel in any of them. I wish I played baseball instead of hockey, like that would have made a difference. My biggest pro about me is that I have the confidence to wear a button-up shirt to the club. And my biggest con is that I have the confidence to wear a fucking button-up shirt to the club.
right. Well, you know what, Matt? I'm not even going to correct that. That's, everything was spot on.
That's
is,
you.
You know what? I am 5'11 and a half for anyone asking.
Okay. So the height thing, we just decided to be dicks.
The height thing.
No, for no reason.
We're trying to attack each other.
Okay.
But fair. I don't think we have to. The button up is totally fair. It's a pro and a con.
We could be 5'5. That would suck.
Let's, no. Short Kings out there. Yeah. We love you.
This is a short guy friendly podcast.
Support for all our Short Kings. But yeah, no, I think he aced it. Basically, an accounting student right now, used to play hockey, used to play baseball. Like you said, not very good at everything. I always say like I'm a jack of all trades because I was okay at everything. But
yeah, but does that really matter?
If you're no, okay? It really doesn't. Yeah, like no one expects anything special from you. Yeah. But I think it just, things kind of went spiral with those two conkies. Those couple bonks of the head.
What an would that be the classic guy excuse for?
I think if you went into the dictionary and you found excuses, it would be some frat guy. He would literally say, God, yeah, I would have made the NFL.
But
I got some concussions.
Yeah. More than one, usually too.
So, yeah, I'd say I'm that guy.
Okay.
But however, you know, I'm doing well right now.
Good. I think we're doing well. And yeah, and just so you guys, if you didn't hear, we live downtown Calgary now. So, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Nothing better than that.
It's a lot more than what you would expect. It's kind of like a constant... I find like we're not partying constantly, but we're constantly in the vibes.
Well, Matt, our life's one big movie.
No? Are we the main characters?
No, we're not.
Ah, fuck. No,
we're
those side characters who show up for like all the party scenes and that.
Yeah.
Like, you're just there.
We're those guys who display the alcohol bottles above our sink.
Douchebags.
I'm actually,
absolute douchebag.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not joking, actually, either. But that doesn't matter because that's just one of the things you do when you get an apartment.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a choice. It was in the handbook.
We had a choice.
It was in the handbook.
You're right.
What would you like to talk about next, Gail?
I think since this is podcast numero uno, and it's not going to be the longest podcast, it's just us here today, I think we should talk about what are the 10 characteristics... Yeah. 10 characteristics.
Hey, just forewarning for anyone who listens to it, mom, dad, sister, Olivia. We're going to screw up our English quite a few times in this, that's for sure. And we're probably not even going to edit it out.
Editing? But, oh, no, I don't know how to edit, so.
What is editing?
Not sure.
We're just gonna screw up a lot of English. We're probably gonna say a lot of wrong words. Like we're gonna be trying to use big words and they're gonna be completely
like
off.
Characteristics. Is that a big word?
Is that even English?
I don't know actually. And also that too. It's not a nerves thing, but I do tend to talk fast when I get excited, and I am excited right now. So if I mess up a word, it's just excitement, guys. I'm excited for this, and I hope you are too. If people listen to this, which, fingers crossed, have we got any confirmation that our friends are going to listen to this?
I think our friends thought it was a cool idea.
Like 7 months ago when we first saw it?
Yeah, but when we actually do it, I think they're all going to make fun of us.
Okay.
However, we're self-aware of that.
And all publicity is what?
Publicity?
Yes, good.
Ah, fuck.
Fuck.
It's
moving on.
You hear those sirens? See, this is the best part about living downtown. Is I feel like... there's always crime going on around.
No, I always feel safe because there's always cops around.
Right.
But they're busy if their sirens are on. Okay, anyways, 10 characteristics. Was that right? Characteristics of being a good podcast host. And just so we don't get sued, Nathan.
This is brought to you by We Edit Podcasts.
Not a sponsor.
We don't
have those yet, except for...
Subway. Be motherfucking fresh.
Yeah.
Is that right? I say it right?
It's eat fresh.
Oh, fuck.
But it's fine.
I really think that if they put those two words in the middle of their saying, people would go to Subway more.
Motherfucking?
Yeah.
That's one word.
It's...
Motherfucker.
You don't say, like I said, English is not my specialty.
Right.
I'm more of a... It's not even my first language, actually.
Really?
My first language is like that Goo Goo Gaga one I had when I was a baby.
Okay.
That was the first one
Mommy's
that came
milk.
Da-da.
Okay.
Start for everyone that didn't really get what Kale was saying because we kind of get sidetracked there.
Very.
We're going to be going into 10 different points. It's 10, right?
Yeah, and we'll try to make each one quick. Since it's 10, we're just going to basically go over the point and then see if we have that characteristic.
All right. Yeah, so, I think we're going to go 10 for 10.
Point number one, engage your audience in conversation. Audience. Don't have an audience yet. Would that be you?
Fuck you, audience.
No, that'd be you. You're my audience. Because is audience like a physical form?
Do we have to have people here for us to be good podcasters? Is that what this article is saying?
Yeah. Okay. So step one, we don't have. Step two.
Wait. No. I got an idea. Okay. So by the time this is uploaded, we'll have our IG and our probably now. Let's go IG and Twitter. Yeah. Sure. Let's fuck around. Let's do it.
Fine.
Everyone, go give us a follow when we have this set up. But we'll put a questionnaire on our story. Yeah. And anyone, best friends, mom and dad. I guess you guys could even quiz me if you want.
Actually, quick.
Or strangers.
Right now, we're gonna give our Instagram handles. And then we'll get it at the end as well, because this is going to we're going to have to spread it. So
Minimal Filters.
It's Minimal Filters is the Instagram handle, but our personal ones, mine is at kale.clouston, I believe, which is at kale.clouston.
I really don't think you had to spell out your entire Instagram handle there. Okay, are you that desperate Clouston. For followers?
Spell Clouston.
Still, English is not my first language, so I'm not going to answer
that. Actually, it's Gaelic. Clouston is Gaelic.
What the hell does that mean?
It's just a slang. It's like an Irish slang.
Twang. Are you Conor McGregor?
I was going to do a McGregor impersonation.
God damn.
Who the fuck is my wife?
Yeah, nice. Nice, dude. Actually, you killed that.
Nah, okay.
That was good.
What's your Instagram handle?
Okay. It's just Nathan Baylor. I'm not going to spell it out.
Yeah.
It's but like I said, we'll put a questionnaire on our... We'll put it on the group... We'll put it on the podcast. Yeah, let's do that. We'll put it on the podcast story. And you can ask us any questions. Like, you can ask us, like, questions about ourselves if you really... Yeah. Like, we'll embarrass ourselves. That's kind of the whole point of this podcast.
And then we'll at you. We'll say who asked the questions.
Or so if you want to be anonymous, we'll also be that. We're nice guys. Yeah, okay. We're not here to expose anyone.
That's true.
But at the same time, if you guys even want to ask us about, like, conspiracy theories, like, did Borat actually create COVID? Like, or was that movie just a hunk of bullshit?
Mm.
Like...
I don't know if that if I actually believe that movie at all. That it's all just kind of like, it's legit.
You and I really saw that movie differently then.
Yeah.
I thought.
Am I a conspiracy theorist? Or
I think I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Damn, we really got sidetracked here. We're supposed to be going over the top 10 characteristics.
Man, I think this whole podcast thing is just kind of about like.
Getting
not
sidetracked.
It's literally getting sidetracked and like forgetting where
you're
basically
you are.
Just
where
recording are we right
our
now?
Regular conversations.
Where are we right now?
Downtown 13th. Oh no, I'm not gonna get the address.
No, don't get the address. Don't get
unless
the address.
You want to ship us something.
We don't have too much publicity outside right now.
Number two is know your subject matter, which is we know everything
about. I know what my subject matter
this is. Actually,
I totally know
all
what it is.
Scripted. Everything we've said so far, we've read on a piece of paper.
The fact that this entire thing was scripted blows my mind.
That's crazy. How we can script.
Do you think
getting off.
If our podcasting here doesn't work out.
Getting off. Sorry.
Sorry, it's just a bad habit. If our podcasting here doesn't like pop off here, do you think Saturday Night Live will sign us?
Not a chance.
I guess that's just me being too optimistic.
Well.
I don't know. This is a pretty good script so far.
Yeah.
Minus the script part.
Minus the pretty good. Three is avoid information overload, which we've been struggling there.
I really don't have to worry about that. I mean, I quite literally have a hard time getting information for my essays in all my classes ever.
It depends. Like, information on what? Sports? I can get that. You can get that. Information on scientific technology and artificial intelligence.
What is that?
I don't even know a guy for that, and I actually have a few guys. So
Google?
Yep.
All right.
Number four, understand your audience. What the f-
We still don't have an audience. I don't know how many times this is going to bring
audience.
Up.
I'm going to skip that one.
No, here, you know what? I understand our audience. I'm going to time travel in the future. All right. Okay. So 1 year, when I'm in the future from where we are right now, I'm going
to
travel.
Wait, is this future you talking to me right now, or are you telling me about?
This is me traveling to the future.
Okay.
And then I came back.
Jesus, you're wearing the same
I'm wearing the same clothes. I know. I didn't change.
Huh.
I'm sweaty.
So what happens in the future?
Okay, so here's the thing. Our audience in 1 year is literally the majority of university and college students in North America.
That's honestly the goal.
I think by then, people will kind of be like, oh, shit. Like, yeah. Well, sorry, not. I don't think. I know because I just time traveled. My bad. I totally forgot.
Like, how do I do in the future? Am I the same guy?
Zamboni driver. We'll move on from there.
Fucker.
All right, the next one.
Seek out the best guests.
We already, yeah. Well, this is like, this. We're in the kind of era in as 21-year-olds. We're both 21, by the way, guys. We're 3 days apart, too, so it's kind of cool. Anyways, 21-year-olds in college living in Calgary, that is such a different vibe than if you were to ask me 2 years ago what I would think my crew would be. Like, oh, I live in Indus, live on a farm. I'm going to talk about ranching and tractors.
Yeah, that's...
We probably aren't going to do much talking about ranching and tractors.
I don't even know what a tractor is.
Tratters? You want to play tratters?
A tractor.
Tratters. You don't want to play tratters?
What is a tratter?
What is it?
These farm guys always get to my head, man.
Prepare for every interview. Okay, we haven't had it. This is actually our first interview. I'm interviewing Nathan. He's interviewing me. And we're doing pretty good. I prepared for it, too. I did prepare.
I prepared a bit.
Some deodorant, some cologne.
But for the most part, just did my hair, like always.
I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah.
Which, that's actually one thing in the future. If we get enough viewers and listeners, then we're going to actually probably start recording these in a view format. So we'll be able to see us talking as we talk. You know what I mean?
Expand our business to the YouTube
Once we
side.
Get enough sponsors and enough output and enough...
I think once our subs or like our downloads hit like 100,000 on podcasts, and we'll be like, all right, fine, we'll give the people what they want.
So I guess next week we're going to get some.
What happens when we play outside? We become healthier, both mentally and physically. We become more creative and more focused. We connect with nature, each other, and ourselves. Let's Take This Outside, a new podcast hosted by me, Marianne Iveson, an aspiring outdoor athlete and nature lover. I speak to athletes, outdoor professionals, and scientists about their connection to nature, how it affects their performance and everyday life. Let's Take This Outside, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and at letstakethisoutside.ca.
Some views, I guess. Number 7, set your guests at ease. Yeah, well, honestly, and even this, I'm hoping, I'm not going to say them their name right now because I haven't asked them yet, but I'm hoping that a local brewer that we're friends with is going to sponsor us so we can set our guests at ease by giving them some alcohol.
I don't think we should kind of throw out sponsors out there yet.
No, I didn't say their name.
Subway? Is it Subway?
Hey, but if you're listening, you know who you are. They may not know who I'm talking about.
You said set your guests at ease. Like, are you at ease right now?
No, I'm actually... A little bit. I had one beer like 2 hours ago, and
I had a cup of coffee, and it kind of, I'm not going to say it made me more tired, but it did.
That's fucked, because that's not what caffeine's supposed to do.
Well, like, I'm not a scientist. Like, I don't know how many times I got to reiterate it myself.
Right. We need to find a science guy, man.
We need someone in our background doing research.
True.
Who knows what science is.
True.
What's, are we on point
8?
Yeah. I'll say this one. Encourage respectful debates. I've never had a respectful debate in my life.
I actually had a debate in class today. Let me quickly tell you a story. We got put into two separate groups. This is in my health and physical education introduction class. We got put into two groups, and it was really annoying because one group was four participation medals, and one group was against, and it was about competition, and I'm competitive. I'm a competitive person. So are you.
Yes.
And I was on the team of, I am for participation medals, and I am for our newer generations becoming soft, and I am for lowering the competition. And I literally didn't start crying in front of my new classmates, but I really, really wanted to because I was so mad that I had to be on that side.
Yeah, if I was there, I probably would have pulled a Kyle and just punched a hole in the wall and left the class.
Yeah, well, Nathan's actually kind of a name of a guy who would do that too.
You think Nathan's... No, I think...
Nathan's the kind of guy who would cry in front of his class.
God damn, you turned that on me so quickly. That was actually like a really good plot twist. I didn't see that one coming.
Speaking of...
Hey, you know what plot twist like actually blew my mind still?
What?
Was the camping one in Invermere.
Are we already getting into that?
It's a good plot twist. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. Fuck it. This might be one of those podcasts too, guys, where there's going to be some some stories about sexual content.
No, this is not sexual at all.
Well, it could have been, but there's a plot twist.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but make sure you, from now on, like, well, yes, from this is our first podcast. So in case anyone, like, thinks we're going to ever expose you in a story, we will change the names.
Yeah, we're not going to say...
The only people who are getting embarrassed in this shit is us.
Yeah, and it's honestly, it's less of an embarrassment once I finally get it off my chest.
It's just lifting weight off your shoulders.
Yeah.
I think the best thing you can do is talk, and that's factual.
Okay, so I'm not really even going to say the spot it was at much about it, because then some listeners might realize, oh, that was me, and oh my God, hopefully Kale isn't telling everyone. But here's what happened. We're camping with some friends, met up with some new friends at the campsite. It was a big lot. It wasn't a campsite, but everyone started camping. Brought tents, and I met this girl. And we walked on down this trail to this hammock with this beautiful view. We started...
It was gorgeous. I can attest to that.
We started kissing.
Nice. You kissed? Like, did you hold hands first?
Come on. We held hands on the way down there.
Come on. Hell yeah.
Started kissing for a while. It was kind of getting heated. So I did that, you know, I asked that question. Do you want to come back to my tent?
Nice.
It's an 8-person tent. Lots of room for...
Can you just... You were making out. Can we just... Say that instead of kissing?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Making out a hammock.
We were basically having coitus.
No, coitus is sex.
Exactly, but like...
So you were just... No, we have to clarify.
So here's what happened.
You were just making out, right?
What I meant was we were about to have coitus.
Okay,
I thought.
Better.
But after making out for a long time, and I ask her, well, I'll go back to my tent, she pulls the, sorry, I can't, I have a boyfriend card.
It's still like, I've heard this story probably.
What?
Like, I've heard this story probably 3 times. It's still like, I just can't comprehend it.
Is that a plot twist? Tell me that's a crazy plot twist.
Hey, she's loyal though. Good for her for being loyal.
Good for her for only kissing me. Good for her for only letting me lead her down this beautiful hill and this walk to this gorgeous hammock with this gorgeous view. The sun was just going down. You could see this lake. And so good for her.
Loyalty.
Loyalty.
Loyalty, at
loyalty
its
is royalty, my friends.
We, oh, is this that story? Like, when you told me that the next day, I think, you know how, like, when after a night of drinking, everything's just funnier?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of those moments where I just couldn't stop. I could stop laughing.
It was after a night of drinking, but we also got pretty clipped up that morning, too. Remember, I actually chugged. The only calories I brought the whole entire weekend was protein powder. That morning, I woke up, and I didn't have any water because we weren't near a lake or anything. And
we were near a lake, though.
Shut up. And I put gin and protein powder, and I chugged it.
You have to get those macros. You have to.
Yeah. And I vomited it all up, though. Yeah. So I actually lost
Okay, so
calories.
You lost them all. Okay.
Number 9.
Create killer episode titles.
Well, this one is actually titled Episode 1, which I think that's probably the best.
That's pretty killer.
We could call it...
why don't we use a synonym for episode?
No, we're going to call it...
I don't know what a synonym is for episode.
We're here.
We're back.
No, we're here. Number 2
can we
be,
put
we're
in
back.
Can,
Number 3 can be we're back.
Yeah.
Again.
Can we I think we should just go we're back for every single episode.
God. Yeah. Sorry, I was choking on my own spit there. What did you say?
I think every single episode title should just be we're back. Or no, or we should just start Bad Boys for Life. That should be our number 1 episode.
Sure. That's actually good.
Bad Boys for Life.
Number 10 and finals, be authentic, which we are, we always will be, and we will never change for anybody except for ourselves.
Just to kind of talk about like being authentic, I might as well just expose myself here.
Uh-oh.
Kale kind of already embarrassed himself. However, I think... the most embarrassing thing that may have ever happened to me was...
I know what it is already, I think.
No, you don't.
If I know you well enough, you're my roommate.
Do not. I had an awesome family Thanksgiving dinner after a party one time. And I was kind of at a dinner table with 12 of my closest family members, including my grandma and grandpa. And
so
you know,
this is going to a weird spot, isn't it?
And you know what's kind of awesome is everyone just starts giggling. And I'm like, why is everyone laughing? And then...
You get a boner.
No, I do not have a boner. No.
Do you have one right now?
If I did, you wouldn't be able to see it.
That's why I had to ask.
There's a table here. That's the only reason why, guys.
It's a glass table.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anyways, everyone's just laughing. And I'm like, why are you guys laughing? And my mom, she whispers in my ear, like, you have a hickey. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. And, you know, so I kind of go to the bathroom quick. I'm like, I have a bad one. Like, for some reason, I didn't notice. And then I come back and everyone starts laughing again. And I'm like, what the fuck? fuck's going on? Like, why is everyone laughing?
Your boner this time?
But the old... No, this... dude, I don't get boners at family tables.
That makes one of us.
Anyways, we're all laughing, and my grandma, she didn't really catch on to why we're... She's like, why are you guys laughing? And I was like, we're all like, we couldn't answer because really, like...
Grandmas are so innocent, man.
But then she just goes, is it because of his fat hickey on his neck? And I was like, well...
Hickeys are honestly the worst thing
ever. Yeah, and like, I think there was a phase where like, I got one for way too many times in a row.
Yeah, actually, when I lived with you...
Yeah, it was too...
Did my voice just crack a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Nervous a little bit, maybe I am.
Are you at ease?
Yeah, I'm at ease.
All right, yeah, I'm good too.
Okay, That's fucked up though, dude. That sucks. Yeah. Sorry about that. Was there a window in the bathroom that you could have jumped out of and either
top level apartment, so I thought about it.
That's honestly
it was worth thinking about.
Yeah, that's
it was definitely worth thinking about.
Fair. Okay. Those are the top 10. And thank you very much to the website We Edit Podcasts for letting us use your top 10 characteristics that we don't have.
And thank you to Subway, our sponsor. Be a motherfucker.
Yeah. Be motherfucking fresh.
Are we sure about that? Or should we just make them better? Be a motherfucker.
Beat off motherfuckers.
No, that's kind of illegal.
Beat off motherfuckers 6 inches.
No, I think we're done there.
Moving on.
I think it's time to introduce kind of one of our main segments.
Oh, I'm so excited for this. So, do you want to talk about it, or do you want me to?
I will start off. Like, I won't talk about what our first topic is today, but I'll talk about what it is.
Okay.
So our first and probably most prominent segment will be what we call the nails.
The fact that it's our first one, it's going to come around.
It's going to be there every time. And it obviously means Nathan and Kale together. But it's an award.
We emphasize nails because we are so nails.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, I might be the toughest guy anyone's ever laid their eyes on. So.
You're like the second toughest person guy I know
in
this room.
You know what? I'm going to take that. That's a win for me.
Yeah, fucking right.
Okay, so the nails. Basically, you've seen it on every other fucking podcast. You've seen it on every YouTube channel where they do rankings.
Yeah.
So nails, we figure we might as well just fucking copy everyone and do a ranking session. So basically what's going to happen, we each draft a team. We'll put it on our Instagram story and you guys vote for whose is better. I'm sure I'm going to win approximately, I'm going to say 80% of the time.
I'm going to actually say we go 50-50.
That's a nice thing you to say. I would have never expected an answer like that from you.
I've actually changed a lot since the start of this podcast.
I've developed as a person
I'm at ease.
Damn. All right. Without further ado, would you like to say what our first nails will be?
Ladies and gentlemen, the first nails of the Minimal Filters podcast will be top TV show / movie mom, cartoon and real life. And or real life that you would pipe.
Okay, we're not going to say who you would pipe. We're going to say who I would kiss because I'm an absolute gentleman.
Okay, how about we do moms, like the same subject, but who you would clear the table for after dinner?
How about moms who I would let punch me in the face?
How about moms you would hold an umbrella for in a thunderstorm? In Tahiti.
I'll do you one better. This is going to be the segment of moms who I would let run me over with a bus and then pull over a bus.
Okay.
Come up to me. Mm-hmm. And instead of apologizing to me, she tells me that not only am I ugly, but I will also never become anything successful in my life because we both know that would hurt more than the bus.
I had that exact same thing written down.
Fuck.
Let's go. We got it. So that's the... so you guys heard that. We're not going to repeat it.
That's the segment, guys. So without further... Oh, do you have a coin? I don't have a coin to flip.
I have a coin right here.
All right. Heads or tails, Kale? Gets first pick.
Whatever it lands on is what I'm going to
give you. I really want first pick.
Whatever it lands on is what I'm going to give you tonight after this podcast.
I'm nervous. I'm not at ease at all.
What do you want?
I'll take tails.
That
was a terrible flip. We have to redo that. For a visual, Kale literally flipped our coin from the table into I guess it would be your light fixture above our table.
Good thing I'm 6'3", right, Nathan?
I fucking hate that you did that because I really killed the flow of this podcast.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
It's heads.
Prove it. Prove it. All right.
Proof's in the pudding, baby. All
right. First pick. Okay. I'm pretty scared you're going to take mine, I'll be honest.
My first pick. It's actually going to be tough. The first pick because there's 2-1-1s.
I got like 3-1s, I'd say. I got like 3-1s.
Francine Smith from American Dad.
Fuck. That's up there.
Shit, man. Fair. She is so... Her voice. And I don't know who the voice actress is of her, but fuck.
Fair. You know what? I'm just happy you didn't take my pick because this one... Elastigirl from The Incredibles.
Oh, what?
I don't think I have to explain myself too much.
Why did I not? I don't even have that on my list, man.
I really don't think I need to explain myself much on this one.
Man, she's thick.
All I have to say is, Lord have mercy. That's all I got.
Do you think that Incrediboy and Mr. Incredibles and Jack Jackson. You think they Piper?
I'm definitely cutting that. I'm editing that from the podcast. I'm editing that from the podcast. Kale, please try and up that one.
Yeah. My next, and this is actually going to be like, you're going to be like, what, Kale? You're going for an actual real life actress who plays a mom TV show? Claire Dunphy from Modern Family.
You took Claire?
Dude.
What do you mean? You took Claire?
I'm taking Gloria Delgado. Oh my god. Sorry. Who?
Sofia Vergara.
In
my list is like both of my movies. Modern Family. Oh, it's like okay, so her full name Gloria Delgado Pritchett. I know for a fact I messed one of those names up. God damn it.
Oh yeah, who's her kids?
Dude, like I've only seen the show probably a handful of times. Bro, it's one of those shows you throw on and you have no idea what's going on.
She's the wife of a man who has a son. She doesn't have kids.
She's a mom. She's
you know what? I'll give you that because she's a baddie.
But I'll be honest, like, it really has to do with the accent combined with the obvious cougar vibe she gives off. Yeah. Which, for me, is just... It's kind of like... It's a combination I'm just unable to comprehend as a 21-year-old.
I like this one. And I'm actually glad that this is here and that you took that fucking other Modern Family bitch. Dr. Anne Possible.
Oh, I did have that one. God damn it.
Man, their whole family's hot. Kim Possible.
Kim's 14 in the show. You're not
okay, allowed to say that. Thank God, because I wasn't going to say anything.
I know for a fact you meant the mom and the dad, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
14-year-olds are not hot to me.
No.
No, that'd be weird.
Anyone below the age of
18.
18 is unattractive. Because they're minor.
Actually, 17-year-olds are fucking ugly.
Yes, I agree with that. That's a fair one.
What's your third, Nathan?
So you got... fuck. My list is kind of depleted right now. I'm going to have to go with... Oh, I got to go with the mom from The Hangover, the stripper. The stripper that Stewie ends up marrying.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to be honest. This one, it was the first nipple I ever saw in a movie. So I just wanted to thank you, Mom and Dad, for letting me see not only a good film,
but
a woman breastfeeding when I was only 10 years old. So that was a win.
Was there an accidental pause and it just happened to be on the screen, or did it kind of flow nicely through the scene and you just kind
of... No, it was one of those things when I was 10 years old, like I saw it and then I just kind of like looked at my parents and they just weren't fazed by it.
Fucking right.
They
shouldn't be fazed by
it. That's like a history book one for me, though. Like, that one's good in my heart.
So, it's a respectable pick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pick her. And who I'm going with for my fourth is Mrs. Turner from The Fairly Odd Parents. And the main reason why, because there's this meme going around.
Yeah, I know exactly the meme
you're talking about. With these fucking... Oh,
She's got hips.
She couldn't even walk through a gate, man.
Dude, those hips do not lie. I will tell you that right now.
She couldn't fit through our door. I could hold it with one hand. Nah.
No, you definitely not.
Well, how big is she?
She definitely gives like Shakira a run for her money. I'll be honest on that one.
Okay.
Probably even more.
You know, definitely more. But she's a cartoon who I have a crush on. Slightly.
Respectfully.
Thank you.
You're all right. I have to go with another history one for me. Lois from Family Guy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Out of my top three, but I just didn't want
to
go for it.
I have to be honest. Like, this is me being completely honest. The first time I ever saw, like, a scene from a show or a movie that indicated sex had happened was Family Guy.
Cool. Sex is pretty cool.
So, she just holds a special place in my heart. Like, yeah. She's in there.
As she should.
Like Lois and then Elastigirl. Those two cartoons are kind of... They're almost illegal to have out there.
Yeah. They're, like... It's one of those... I bet, since we talked about earlier, like, the world's getting so soft and shit, like I mentioned in my
story. Participation trophies everywhere.
Yeah, but about the world getting soft, I feel like in 10 years, those movies are going to have cuts where the producer, and it's Disney, Pixar, whatever it is going to have to go in somehow in, like, the blueprint of the film and make her just less thick.
I hope that's not what the world comes to.
Make her less of a baddie.
I hope, like, yeah, I truly hope that's not what happens, because for the sake of, like, my 10-year-old self and my 9-year-old self who saw these early, I truly hope they don't change. And that's just me being completely honest.
Did you just burp?
It was like a mouth
burp. Oh, no, first burp ever on podcast history in Minimal Filters.
I take full credit on that
one. I coughed, you burped. Okay.
I didn't burp, though. Burping, you have to, like, let it out, don't you?
Is there
Sorry, a scent? I actually threw up in my mouth.
You're nervous? I'm not sweating.
I'm still not at ease.
My fifth.
Last week, Metabee.
Excuse me. And this is what is going to fuck you up, Bales. And I actually did some research on this one. That's why I didn't sleep till 2 in the morning last night. So, I was originally going to ask you if we could do a male character for the last one. Just to throw, like, an oddball, like the biggest DILF in television history. But...
Save for another time.
I didn't have to ask you because, listen to this. My fifth pick is Nemo's dad, Marlin. And here's why. Are you ready? This is going
to
fuck you up.
Are you about to throw science on me?
I'm going to throw science on you.
That's fucked up.
Because I'm the science guy that we didn't know.
You've evolved this much.
Nemo's opening scene reveals that Nemo's mom, Coral, was killed by a barracuda. If the dominant female in a clownfish pair dies, say, after being eaten by a barracuda, the dominant male would actually change genders, becoming the dominant female.
Respect. That's all Thank I got. Thank you. You really Thank dug you. Deep for that one.
So my fifth and my final pick is Marlin, no last name? What's their last name?
Nemo.
No.
Fish. No, it's fish.
He's also voiced by Albert Brooks, and Albert Brooks has a very satisfying voice. That's why I think he's kind of a DILF.
Okay, so basically what you did...
But I wouldn't fuck a fish.
For your last pick is you somehow turned a dad into a mom.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. No,
so
I'll
are you saying
that.
You did something crazy for your last pick as well?
I didn't check the rule book, but I'm pretty sure that's fine.
Okay.
So There's for my there. Last pick, basically... kind of same as yours, like they became the mom.
Okay.
It's that mom from, well, I guess she's an aunt who became the mom, from Big Hero 6, you know, the movie with the inflatable guy.
I'm not going to lie.
So,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's an extremely underrated movie, but it definitely gained some traction because of a combination of how lovable the meme of the inflatable guy falling on his face is.
May I ask what her name is so I can Google her quickly?
Just search up Big Hero 6 mom and you'll know exactly who I'm talking
Big
about.
Big Hero 6.
I'm just going to wait for your reaction when you see the pictures of her.
Oh, what the fuck? That's that meme girl. That's what I was talking about. They literally cut her boobs out.
So, I mean, that meme specifically, you know the picture exactly.
Let me just save this picture to camera roll. Right away here.
Here's the thing, that this movie gained a lot of traction because of that meme.
Yeah.
But also because the meme of the inflatable guy falling on his face, I'm almost certain it's 95% of all university and college students, like, they watched that clip and they literally said, that was me on my birthday, or, like, in some sad people's cases, that was me this weekend.
This weekend?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'd say that's a stellar pick. That was kind of a sleeper pick.
He's cute, actually.
I knew you wouldn't come up with that one.
That inflatable guy is cute.
Yeah, thank you. But I knew for a fact you wouldn't come up with that one.
But let's say if I didn't know it was called Big Hero 6, but I could picture that meme, would I type in mom with huge boobs in an animated character film?
I think Pixar big boobs would probably just pop up.
You know what? I'm going to try real quick.
Pixar big boobs would probably work.
Pixar huge.
So to kind of get a mom. To kind of get a summary, I got.
Well, I got Pornhub came up. That's what the fuck?
That's not it. No. I'll kind of go through my five picks quick. So Elastigirl.
Yeah.
Stellar pick. I don't know how you didn't even have that on your list.
Shut up.
Sofia Vergara's Gloria Delgado Pritchett from Modern Family. Obvi. Lois Obvi. From Family Guy. Stripper mom from Hangover. And then Big Hero 6, me mom. That's what I got. I got to say, that's like, I have a better list than I thought. Like, I thought you were going to take some of those from me.
I have Franny Smith from American Dad, Dr. Ann Possible, Mrs. She's a fucking neurosurgeon, man. I have Claire Dunphy / Julia Bowen is a real name from Modern Family. I have Miss Hips, a.k.a. Miss Turner, yes. From The Fairly Odd Parents. And I have Nemo's dad.
Nice. Like, yeah. I mean, both pretty good lists. Like,
that's a good top 10, Foxy.
Honestly, I think if most people did a top 10, they would basically have everyone in there minus Nemo's dad, because most people don't think of a dad becoming a mom.
I feel like I might gang some gang. I might gang some respect. I might gain.
That's actually going to get you more street.
I do need some fucking street cad, hey?
Bells? I think I need to go to an English class.
Yeah, you need to just shut up, man.
I also just
get off my streets, bro.
Alright, I'm out. Who did you... So, you chose the Fairly Odd Parents
mom? You want to see who I missed? That we're going to go over the...
No, I'm just going to kind of say like who I didn't even put on my list.
Yeah,
exactly. I don't care about my list I didn't do. Yeah. So, I was going to put the mom from Fairly Odd Parents because obviously I saw that meme too, but I just remember as a kid, any scene that her or the dad were in, I could not stand. Like, I would almost like change... I would change the channel to...
Because they have an annoying voice. They have annoying voices.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're antagonists.
Yeah, I would change, like, I would definitely change the channel to Family Channel after that. Guaranteed.
Or would you go and watch the booby scene in Hangover? Don't answer that.
I'm not going to answer that. I know the answer. I don't think I should answer that.
You know who I missed that you're going to absolutely respect me for? Mallory Archer.
Yeah, I was going to do Lana Kane from Archer.
But she's not a fucking mom.
Yeah, she had a kid in it.
You're right.
Literally had a kid in it.
What about that Cyclops girl?
Ooh, the Russian one?
No. Sorry, from Futurama.
I didn't watch Futurama. It's my bad.
I didn't either.
That's one of the classic shows I missed out on. I always watched like, I watched some classics like the Jetsons and the Flintstones and those ones, but.
I also missed Roxanne Fetter, which is Selma Hayek in Grown Ups. Adam Sandler's wife. Yeah.
That's a missed one. Actually, I kind of wish I used that one.
Why did I pick?
But you know what's one that I'm shocked you didn't take was Stifler's mom.
I know, because we talked about that.
I think it's just like she start like that basically started the word MILF. So yeah. Like, if you go like into like,
what does MILF stand for?
I also don't know the answer to that. I didn't go to my English class, okay. So that's my bad.
Okay.
So that's our list. We'll post that
on
our Instagram, and guys, please vote so I can prove to Kale my list was a lot better.
And while you vote. This is what I was going to say at the end too, which I will, but whether me and Nathan quickly create the Instagram account for Minimal Filters, or if we don't, right away, when this comes out, if you guys don't follow at the point, but you follow us, or you would like to, you can also DM us topics you want us to talk about next nails.
Yes, next nails.
Or ask us any questions you want us to answer, and we'll do it. That could be a whole segment, is answering questions from Instagram DMs.
Yeah, kind of the whole point of this podcast is to be a people's podcast.
Yes, exactly. That should be our bio, just people's podcast.
Well, the thing is, I'd say there's probably like thousands of podcasts who claim to be, but like we're the only one. We're actually the only people.
They claim to? We don't claim to.
I just am.
We are.
I think like... By law, we're the people's podcast. Mm-hmm. Actually, don't quote me on that in case anyone wants to sue me, but...
Speaking of law, we might need Benny to do some law stuff for us when it comes to trademarking.
He can. He only speaks French.
Ah, fuck.
It's those language barriers.
He doesn't know English.
Yeah, he struggles with it.
God.
Yeah.
Bonjour, Isaac.
Nothing wrong with that, though.
Est-ce
que je peux aller à la toilette, s'il vous plaît? And that's about all I got for you.
Bonjour.
That's all I got.
Isaac. Est-ce que law?
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, I know.
I don't even do French. I know that sucked.
We'll move on to our last segment.
Well, we kind of forgot the most important part of podcasting is where you just talk about what's going on in your life right now.
What is going on in your life, Nathan Beeler? Aside from the fucking Blue Jays absolutely dominating.
Okay, I need to put the Diamonds. Right, I need now. Like as a sports fan, I've had a tough life. Like I've been an Oilers.
Life sucks for you being a sports fan.
I've been an Oilers fan and a Jays fan, and besides really the Jays run in I think it was 2015, 2016, I have had nothing. It's 2015. I had nothing. However, this year of watching the Blue Jays has been an absolute roller coaster. Like I don't think I've ever felt more emotions watching. Even television, I've never felt these amount of emotions. Like watching these games, I have like they've choked so hard on so many games.
Facts.
And then all of a sudden, they just become literally. I think they're the best baseball team I've ever seen in my life.
I agree. And the cool thing about that is that we have literally watched probably 12 games in this apartment from start to finish, and they've won 11 out of those 12. The only one they didn't win was the one that we watched. We missed the first two innings or something.
No, we didn't even watch that game. The game they lost. So they
were my point some more, I guess. We are the reason the Jays are doing
in case the Toronto Blue Jays are listening, yes, Nathan Beilen and Cale Clouson are the reason for this winning
streak. Hey, Mr. Bichette, keep doing you, man.
How's your fantasy football going?
My fantasy football is going. I'm actually 1-0. We started last week. For those of you who are listening, we are in a fantasy football pod. What the fuck?
Fantasy you almost got it.
Football league.
Yes, there we go.
There's a few of us. There's 8 of us, or is there 10 of us?
There's actually 10. We got a good league this going.
Nice. So there's none of us 5 series a week, and I am 1-0.
Nice.
And you are 0-1.
Yeah, I got fucked.
You actually had the worst stats in fantasy football
history. So you know what? I'm not gonna like make any excuses, but here's why that happened.
That sounds like an excuse already.
No, like my team would have won if these things had happened.
Those are literally fucking excuses, man. That's the definition of an excuse.
Show me a dictionary. But the reason why, my third overall pick, Derrick Henry, this guy, this Viking wannabe, like in case anyone's ever seen the TV show Vikings, this guy literally tries to have hair from that show. He ran for 58 yards. He was my third overall pick. And I know all the females listening to this, they'll be like, what the fuck is he talking about? You don't understand. This sucked for me. My morale got dropped pretty hard when my third overall pick underperformed.
Man, right here, the definition of excuse is decently heighted blonde-haired man with blue eyes blames Derrick Henry for his faults.
Good, because his name's Derrick Henry, so.
Fuck, did I just say Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So technically what you're saying is I didn't make an excuse then.
So I was trying to be funny and I fucked up, basically.
Basically every joke you ever do, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, you guys, if you didn't know by now, if we didn't cut a couple of the bad jokes I made, I'd do that. I'll be funny for a while. I'll have a streak going, and I'll just say this absolutely dumbass joke that I did not have to say.
Don't tell them. Why would they listen to a podcast if someone's not funny?
No, it's at the end of the pod. There.
Oh, right. You guys already made it.
Yeah, you've already made it. Thank you, guys. Welcome. Thank you for all of you who stayed to this far. And we're actually almost done. Because we actually
went a lot longer than we expected.
How long has it been? An hour almost?
We're at 47, almost 48 minutes.
Okay, then we'll just do this last segment and then we'll call it a night.
That will work for me. Kale, would you like to introduce, we'll probably do this almost every
day.
I'd say every other pod.
Well, in the name of the segment, it says of the day. So we almost have to do it every single podcast because it's of that day, right?
Okay. All right. Would you like to introduce
it? Yeah. So our final segment for the day is shower thought of the day. And for those of you who don't know what a shower thought is, which you probably all do because it defines itself. It's a shower thought. It's a thought that you have while you're in the shower where you're most relaxed, you're most content, whether it's in the morning.
And you're just in your head.
You're in your own head and you're thinking the most stupid shit and the most just like, what the fuck?
No, I only think of smart shit when I'm in the shower.
Okay, then let me hear your shower thought of the day, Nathan.
All right, my shower thought of the day is, so you know how like when we wear these fucking masks for COVID, like how difficult it is to breathe?
We're a political podcast?
We're not a political podcast for anyone asking. I have no opinions on regards to how COVID's been handled or anything. Yeah. But anyways, but like it is difficult to breathe these masks on, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so my theory is, what if God looked at Earth and he's like, there's way too many people out of shape down there, and they can, like, bad lungs, like vaping, smoking, like way too much of this going on. So like, he's like, I'm just going to do something that causes everyone in the world
to put a mask
to
on.
Put a mask on.
Fuck.
And basically what's happening is you are wearing an elevation mask all the time.
Dude. Yeah.
So you basically, like, everyone in the world is soon going to have as good as lungs as anyone who lives in Denver. Odds it's true.
Probably 1 out of 1,600.
I'm going to take those odds any day.
Yeah, those aren't bad odds.
That's actually the odds.
If you bring God into an odds factor, then you... 1 in 1,600 is pretty good odds.
Those are actually the odds I take every time I do a parlay in any sports.
Okay, so...
So, which is why I lose a lot of money.
Yeah, why are we...
A lot of money.
Why are we living in a little small two-bedroom apartment than if you're making those parlay bets? None have hit, hey?
I've hit one. Don't ask how many they're out of. It's higher than 1,600.
Oh, okay, so that's not good. You want to hear my shower thought of the day?
No, but we need to finish this podcast, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my shower thought of the day. First of all, Nathan, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Do you believe in paranormal activity?
Fuck no.
Okay, so... Fuck you then, because this isn't going to make any sense for you, since you're a hater of the paranormals, but I'm going to say anyways...
I'm going to stay naive, and I'm going to say, sure, let's listen to what you got.
Okay. And this is from my friend Robert Butterwick, if you're listening, because you actually work on a graveyard.
You can't come up with your own ideas?
No, and this is for him. Like,
You sound like a poser right now.
Fuck you. I'm just shouting out my buddy because he works on a graveyard, man.
So did you come up with this?
I came up. I didn't even ask him before I could say his name. Hopefully it's okay. We might have to bleep it all.
We're going to get sued, man.
Graveyards are probably the least likely place to be haunted because the people who were buried there didn't die there. People are always so scared of graveyards and, oh, they're always so haunted in movies and they're so spooky. What? The places that the people go and haunt are the places they die or the places of people who they had beef with or someone who did them wrong. The person who killed them, maybe.
That, you know what, man?
Does that not fuck you up?
So, this is supposed to be a shower thought. That was actually a really good thought. That was actually pretty fucking smart.
But how weird is that?
Yeah, no, like, I get what you're saying, but, like,
man,
what
you're supposed
to, like, I... You realize I said something so dumb about COVID and God.
Nah, man.
I brought God into it. And then you come up with a thought that actually makes sense.
That was your best. I know that was your best.
Don't call me out like that ever again.
But I just, I had to get that one off my chest for the first shower thought of the day. And our first podcast, is coming to an end.
This will be over.
This is it.
Quick summary. Follow our IG page or else I will punch Kale in the face.
What if people want to punch me? What if people want you to punch me?
Oh, sorry, guys. Follow our page and I'll punch Kale in the face.
Yes. Fuck. That doesn't help me either. Anyways, just follow our page at @minimal_filters with no capitals.
You heard that first. No capitals. We don't fuck with those. So quick summary. We will have our poll for the first ever nails so everyone can prove to me that mine was 10 times better. We'll have a questionnaire set up, and then hopefully by the time you guys are listening to this, we have the link set up for all of the podcast.
Yeah, that's about it. Thanks, guys.
Peace out.
Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know, and he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamscore.com.